Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
$1 million. That's the big number. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The Census Bureau comes out with this bombshell of a number. They say, according to their statistics, about 51 million immigrants in 8 years will be in the United States. That's 82% of the population growth. So what does that mean exactly in looking at that number? 82% is a huge number. It's astounding. And this came for the Center from for Immigration Studies. We've had several of those people on our shows over the years. In fact, just recently. And in looking at the numbers that they are pouring over, this is one thing for sure that has to be addressed. The back and forth nonsense of the hot potato of, I don't know, you deal with it, I don't want to deal with it, has to end. Because they analyzed the statistics, and it showed that by 2023, one in seven people, one in seven residents in the United States will be an immigrant, an illegal immigrant, rising to one in five by 2060, and then that's where you start to see how it peels off even more. So in one sense, it's not that shocking, as somebody who always thought the numbers that were presented were low. And, you know, when you talk about immigrant versus illegal immigrant, there's obviously a difference. And we know that there's people waiting in line to get into the United States who want to be in the United States, who have hired lawyers, and they're fighting desperately to try to crack open the gates. And, you know, they want to be here, but we've had to turn a lot of people away because of the amount of visas and other things that we've already issued. So it's important to look at that, because you have to look at what that means for workers, for infrastructure, for schools, for the environment, all that kind of stuff, and also language barriers. I mean, how many people speak fluent Spanish? There are more and more Spanish-speaking places popping up, schools, in other words, to teach kids how to go the reverse way, which I don't think is necessarily such a bad idea if you speak English as your first language to learn any other language. But this will become the norm if the population continues to slant in that direction. The Wisconsin governor, Scott Walker, who we know will declare soon that he wants to be president, said that the legal immigration also needs to be reformed to make sure that we don't suffer by losing jobs to new citizens. So we have an imbalance here because of the legal situation that's really not being dealt with correctly, and then the situation of people who are legally trying to come into the United States. And we know this other number wrapped into this that we talked about earlier in the week is that 4.4 million legal immigrants, that number is, they're on the State Department waiting list because they have relatives or jobs in the United States. A lot of tech companies reaching out, they'll help with the visa thing and help with the citizenship thing. But that's a wait list, 4.4 million, 4.4 million. Wow. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk with Rod Pyle next. You might have remembered him from the Discovery Channel, Mr. Space. He's so fun to have on the show, and I'm very glad that he's going to join us, because we're talking about things like even the Hubble telescope is 25 years old. Can you believe it? I mentioned this in a We Can Count version here on ATN a couple of days ago, and what the significance is of the Hubble telescope. I think too often with NASA, what they aren't good at doing, when they ask for money or whatever their budget is, and people complain, oh, that's space and that's ridiculous, I think what they're not good at doing is explaining what has happened over the years. So in other words, tell us what the Hubble's been good for. Tell us what all the space shuttle missions meant in the long run. So they're not very good at imparting information as to why, hey, this was so significant. And you know I'm a big fan of space. And we've got Scott Kelly, of course, up in space. And that's significant, too, because he's going to be there for a year. And like I said, it's the 20th, not the 25th, 20th anniversary of the Hubble telescope and all of that and what that entails. And there's some other things, too, like the SpaceX landing test. And Elon Musk hoping that that goes smooth and reusable rockets. What's that going to do to space? There's even a Mars helicopter. So that should be a lot of fun. Talking to Rod Pyle, like I said, coming up around the bend on ATN. Also, this hour of America Tonight, dumb things I shouldn't have done. And I am just overwhelmed at the responses I have gotten from so many of you about the dumb things that you have done. And I completely can relate because I have done some really, really dumb things. Lately, I've had this thing here and there with dropping things. I talked about exploding coffee in the microwave when I put it on too high. And the other day, I grabbed something quickly. So in other words, I was already onto something else. Has this ever happened to any of you? You fling open the refrigerator door, and I was grabbing some jelly, and it was pretty much a brand new thing of jelly. It probably had been used maybe once, and it just slipped out of my hands. And there is nothing like 9 o'clock in the morning jelly for breakfast, only it's all over your floor. Mixed with the requisite amount of glass, because it was a glass, you know, of course, jar full of jelly. So that was all over the place, and that was crazy. And when it hits the floor, as you know, a lot of times when things hit the floor, it just spreads everywhere. So that was kind of a dumb thing that I did. I guess I was in a hurry, probably. That's what it is. It's like, slow your roll. Sometimes the dumb things that happen to us happen because of that. But anyway, you've all sent me some tremendous things, and we'll get to dumb things at the tail end of this hour of America Tonight. While we wait to see what's coming out of D.C. on Iran and Yemen, the Iranian warships have arrived very close to Yemen, and Yemen has been the hornet's nest now for years. It's not anything new that we didn't realize was going on there, but you've got these warships that are off the southern coast, and this is adding to the tension that's developing, really, in the U.S.-Iranian standoff in that area. So more than Yemen, it's more about that. And we have sent our own ships to Yemen to prevent Iran from, guess what, smuggling weapons. Because that's the whole idea. Are they smuggling weapons to the terror groups there? That's what we believe. Shocking, isn't it? And these moves are just heaping more problems into an already very tense situation. And the Iranian fleet has a destroyer, a helicopter, carrying warships, all kinds of stuff. I mean, they are ready for action without a doubt. I saw pictures of it the other day, and I said, yeah, this is what you do. This is what you do. And of course, what do the warships do? They protect Iran's cargo ships and oil tankers because of all the pirate problems there. Rod Pyle on the flip side here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without your news. You gave me something that I
need. All right, time for us to take off and talk a little space here on ATN. Rod Pyle is in our virtual capsule right now. He's written a ton of books. He's produced a bunch of documentaries for the History Channel and Discovery Communications, including, I know you're all familiar with this, Modern Marvels, Apollo 11. He is also, as I said, the books. He's also the author of two of my faves, and these are talked about a lot anyway, but Innovation, The NASA Way, and Curiosity Inside the Mars Rover Mission. Always, thanks for hanging with us.
Thanks for telephoning me in my capsule.
There you go. I knew you'd play along. All right, so
oh, yeah.
Speaking of being contacted in a capsule, tell us about Scott Kelly and the significance of him being in space at the International Space Station for a year. What will we learn with Scott Kelly being up there for that time period?
This is really a remarkable mission. I mean, NASA has wanted, and the Russians also, have wanted to do long-duration studies for decades, because if we're going to go to Mars, it's anywhere between 6 and 7 months out there, depending on what trajectory you take. But it's a long time to be in space. So there's radiation, there's microgravity, there's all the things that happen to you when you're out in deep space. And there's a lot of concern about that, because it can do a lot of damage to the human body. So they've tried ground-based simulations a few years ago. They did a thing called Mars 500, which was about a year and a half on the ground, locked up in a big tin can in Russia. So they were able to work out a lot of psychological factors. But if you're going to figure out what a Mars voyage is going to do, you really have to put people up in space for the amount of time. So the holy grail was, let's put people in a space station for a year. So the Russians have approached this, but you know, you send some a person, a physiological being, up into space, and they come back, and you're able to measure what's different about them from the time they left Earth. But you don't have a control mechanism, if you will, because you don't have an identical person down here. So the remarkable thing about Scott Kelly is he has a twin brother named Mark Kelly, who's also an astronaut. So you want to talk about overachievers in the same family. These guys are like emblematic. So they've got these two genetic twins. So Mark has retired from the astronaut corps, so he's staying down here. Scott went up to the space station about 3 weeks ago. So he's going to stay up there for a year. They're going to take a continuing set of physiological and biometric measurements on him and compare them to Mark down here. Well, that's, you know, a little invasive of his privacy, but he agreed to do it, so that's okay. And they'll be able to tell from week to week what changes are taking place. Now, the only thing that this doesn't do, it doesn't give you the radiation exposure that you have when you leave the Earth-Moon system. So you get too far above the Earth, you're outside the magnetic field, there's a lot more radiation. There's some at the space station, but not nearly as much as there is when you're heading out towards the moon or Mars. But for everything else, mostly microgravity considerations, this is a huge step forward towards these longer voyages. So that's really what they were looking for.
Yeah, I think it's very cool. And, of course, those guys are like two peas in a pod, as you say, overachievers. It's very cool that Scott's up there and that Mark was willing to really take this all the way through, because I think we'll learn some phenomenal things, as you just really laid out for us. So besides that, the other thing that I thought was pretty interesting lately, the SpaceX landing test, and then, you know, what happened there, a little bit of disappointment, it tipped over. But they're going to get this right, aren't they?
They are, and you know, the press, and I'm talking about the press in generic terms, but the press at large has kind of not really conveyed this message well. You know, second test fails. Well, first of all, I mean, SpaceX is a remarkable thing. Elon Musk is amazing. I mean, if I had the money, I'd buy stock of that company, but I drove, because this guy can do anything he wants, from building PayPal to building electric cars to launching off to the space station on Mars. So they made a successful rendezvous with the space station, as they've done a number of times before. They're transferring cargo. So really, the return and recovery test is kind of a minor part of that mission. Their main goal is to fulfill this contract with NASA, which is supply the space station and bring stuff back. And they've done that successfully every time they've tried. But to reduce costs, the holy grail is to get a first stage, and maybe eventually a second stage, that's recoverable and reusable. And we kind of saw this with the space shuttle a little bit, with these reusable orbiter, of course, and the solid rockets, which were the two on the side that came back by parachute and were cleaned up and reused, but it still cost a lot of money. So the sweet spot is to bring back the booster under its own power, land it, hose it down, refuel it, and use it again. So right now, if you're going to launch a SpaceX, it'll cost you about $55 million a flight, which is still cheaper than what the Russians are charging us to get the space station, but it's a lot of money. SpaceX figures if they can bring that first stage back and get it to be reusable, say up to 10 times, they can get costs down between $10 and $15 million a flight, which, as you can imagine, is a huge reduction. So now going up to space becomes an affordable thing. So what they try to do, the first stage dumps off at about 50 miles, and then it's coming back at about seven times the speed of sound. So this is, you know, high speeds, high altitude. What they have to be able to build this thing to do is guide itself back more or less autonomously to a landing spot, slow down to a hover, and land on four legs. This is a tall order. This is the kind of stuff we saw in cartoons when we were kids. You know, these rockets that would, you'd strap it on and take off, and then you'd ride it back down to the ground on four legs under rocket power. Nobody's really been able to do that with any kind of reliability. So what they're trying to do is bring it back to this support ship that they send out off the coast of Florida, and it's about the size of a football field, and it's stabilized. So the hope is to guide this thing back slowly, and it slows down a lot more to almost a hover when it reaches the platform, and land it softly, be able to refurbish it. Just getting to within spitting distance of that barge is a major accomplishment. So he's done that twice. Both times when it got close, there was a malfunction. So the first time, they ran out of gas for the maneuvering, and the thing hit hard and toppled over and exploded. The second time, they did actually touch down, but they were moving sideways a little bit, and this is another equipment failure. And that was enough lateral motion for it to catch one of its landing legs and tip over again. But they're really close. So I'm betting in the next two flights they'll get it right. And it's also important to mention that while at this point they're still going for this this barge as their landing field. They have now leased property at Cape Canaveral, so they're going to have a big, much, much larger landing field there that doesn't move around, isn't affected by weather as much. So if they can make it back to ground zero there, they've got a great big landing zone to touch down, and I think they'll have success pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think it's incredibly exciting. I agree with you. Elon Musk is a genius. It's unbelievable. You think PayPal all the way to where he is now and the things that he's done, there's no question. Absolutely. I would bet every single a dollar I had on that guy. No question about it. I mean, really, is this so true? Hey, we have just a couple of minutes left, and I want to ask you about this Mars helicopter. Tell me about that.
This is the neatest thing. This was rolled out at Caltech a couple of weeks ago at a talk they did over there. And I'm fortunate that I live about three blocks away so I can wander over whenever they do something cool. So this woman from JPL named Mimi Ong gave this talk, and she's one of the chief engineers in the project. And the idea is that on the Mars 2020 rover, which is almost identical to Curiosity except for the different instrument package, they're going to include this little helicopter on the side that's about the size of two cigar boxes strapped together with helicopter blades above and four landing legs. And the idea is after the rover lands, this thing will pop off and fly, and it's got a little solar cell above the top that converts radiation to power, so it can fly for about 6 minutes a day. So the idea is, more or less autonomously, it'll take off and it'll fly ahead of the rover. So now, instead of only being able to see a couple hundred yards ahead like you can with that mast cam they've got, it's about 3 feet above the deck of the rover, now they've got something that go up to 500 or 600 feet and see maybe half a mile or a mile ahead, and then they can relay those results back to the ground, look at it, and send that up to the terrain map on Curiosity, on the 2020 rover, so it'll know where to go and where not to go, and it'll see obstacles and targets of opportunity and so forth in much better detail and a much broader range than it does now. So this gives them a whole lot more capability than they've got. It's incredibly exciting if it works.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. All right, you want to pick up one of Rod's books, you can do it easily, or both of them, whatever. Innovation, the NASA Way, and Curiosity, you can pick up at Amazon.com. Or to learn more about Rod, rodpylebooks.net or rodpylemedia.com. You are everywhere, brother. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks. Have a great evening.
You too. Wow, so fascinating. Think of the, I think really taking it from the top when you talk about the Kelly brothers and what's happening there, like I said, tracing it back to what we'll learn, but especially the whole two SpaceX and the reusable rockets and the what that would mean, because why are we paying, hitching all these rides with the Russians? Here's the thing. That all works out, save a lot of money, it's innovative, and it's pretty darn amazing, and I think it absolutely will. Odds and ends coming up on the flip side.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
First of all, is there anyone in America who thinks that ABC, raise your hand or call me at 855-266-5283. Is there anybody in America that thinks Bruce Jenner is not going to say that he wants to be a woman when he has this exclusive interview with Diane Sawyer? And now, of course, it comes out that there was pictures of him in a dress. Someone saw him in a dress. So, wow, big secret. It's not a big secret. So you get to interview him about it. That's the first interview. But you're not going to tell us something that we aren't already aware of. Even the trashy magazines at the supermarket, which I only see the headlines, they were screaming this months and months and months ago. So the word is out. Speaking of out, John Hinckley Jr., the guy who shot Reagan, wants to get out of the mental hospital. And he's asked for that to happen. Do you think John Hinckley should be let back into the general population, for lack of a better way of saying it? I mean, he would have assassinated Reagan. They say he's clinically ready to live full-time outside of the mental hospital. Anyway, his lawyer has been arguing that, was arguing at that this week. He has been, what they're saying, is in full and stable remission for more than two decades. The prosecutor in this case is arguing no, saying more restrictions and conditions are needed to keep Hinckley and others safe. You know, he was 25 when a jury found him not guilty by reason of insanity in the shooting of President Reagan in 1981, which, of course, completely wrecked the, you know, racked up the life. I'm going to say racked up because I don't want to say wrecked, because he did go on to do many things, but Press Secretary James Brady. And ever since that happened, he has been in a Washington mental hospital. But he's gradually been given more freedom over the years. He's 60 years old, and he spends about half of his time, 17 days a month, at the home of his mother in a gated community that's where a golf course is in Williamsburg, Virginia. So he already is out there. He goes to the movies, the bookstore, shops, eats, just like anyone else, and nobody really notices him. But the Secret Service, every once in a while, they keep watch. So they may just do a pop-in surprise visit on Hinckley, you know, watch to see what he's doing. So his lawyer is saying, listen, he's already living all these days. Why not just make it full-time? It's ridiculous. He's not a threat. And prosecutors have opposed every single step of the way that he has a history of deceptive behavior. And they said that they can look to a journal entry where he wrote that his psychiatrist, if you go back to 1987, so he'd already been at the mental hospital for a while, where he wrote that his psychiatrist would never know the true John Hinckley. So they approved the 17-day visits, but they said that he would need to demonstrate his success before being granted any other freedom. So now that's what these hearings are that are going on throughout this week to determine whether he's met the test of, okay, now he can just go ahead and be gone, be out of the mental hospital. Wow, it just seems, I don't know, it just seems crazy to me. He really almost killed the president. And, yeah, I know it's all these years later, but he drives by himself, he does all these things that I mentioned, movies, you know, whatever. He can't talk to the media. He has therapy visits, weekly therapy visits. He's allowed two-hour walks daily and unsupervised outings and all this other kind of stuff. I don't know. But he's required to carry a GPS cell phone so that his movements can be tracked. It just seems so odd to say, Reagan really almost died just one inch in a different direction, almost killed the president, tried to assassinate him, and, yeah, wants to go to movies, wants to go see comedy, wants to hang out, that's okay. Or am I being too harsh? Did he already do all this time, in a sense, in the mental institute, and so forget it. I mean, it's water under the bridge. So he is a historical figure, a nefarious person, goes down an infamous person, but is kind of unrecognized now compared to what was. And remember, that whole thing was about Jodie Foster. He wanted to impress Jodie Foster. I don't know. I think that somebody who's capable of doing that, and then he says he can deceive the psychiatrist, I still think you have to be careful with Hinckley. And maybe what he's doing now is it. I don't know that I would go beyond that. This one really, besides the Hinckley thing, this one really made me take notice today. How many of you go to potlucks at a church, at an event, at your neighborhood? You know, everybody throws in, they make their own thing, they come to the house, they bring their own stuff. Well, this is incredibly worrisome. One person is dead, 23 other people are sick, and what they did was go to a potluck at a church. So they think it was botulism. It was a botulism outbreak. And this happened, you know, for some people that were being neighborly, and like I said, they were in a church group. They're at the Baptist Church in Lancaster, at the Cross Point Free Will Baptist Church, it's called. And so they're looking at what might have caused the outbreak. There's all kinds of you know, health people crawling around all over trying to figure it out. Because one woman died and 18 were sick. Now they think the number's even higher, 23, and they think it's going to continue to grow. So what was it that caused that to happen? They're getting samples from the trash bins. They go to homes and get samples from homemade canned things that were used for some of the dishes of the potluck. Because you got to nip this. You got to know where it's coming from, or who knows, it could still be spreading. It's botulism is nothing to mess with. They got to figure it out. I mean, what happens when you have botulism? You have double vision, blurred vision, droopy eyelids. You can't swallow. You have shortness of breath. It is awful. I mean, it's very specific what happens to you. And this is happens, you know, maybe 18 to 36 hours after you consume the contaminated beef or food. It's going to be beef, any food. And then it can happen up to 10 days later. So this is in Ohio, Lancaster, Ohio. And they're very, very concerned. And, of course, they should be concerned. So I started to think about it. How many potlucks have you been to? And I guess it's all of our food, I suppose. And we, in the United States, have some of the safest food systems in place, which is hard to believe when you hear some of what's happened that people have come down with. But what do you do? I mean, what do? You go to a potluck. You're careful how you make your food. And maybe you're rolling the dice with everyone else. They don't even realize it. Maybe they are careful. But somehow something happened to whatever it was that they created. So, like I said, to me, that was, whoa, you're kidding. Go up to the Baptist church, you're hanging out with your crew, and then botulism, and, you know, they got to do something about it, so they're just testing and trying to figure it out. What I hope is that they figure out where it came from, because otherwise, that's even more disastrous. More disastrous. And speaking of disasters, to top odds and ends off, and because I have covered so many of these guys and have been in this profession since I've got out of school, I never heard anything quite so jarring as the times I was on an NFL pro football field. You know, I used to travel with the Cowboys, and I'd be on at the tail end of the game. You'd walk down from the press box and you'd be there for a few minutes, you know, maybe 5-10 minutes. We could go as long as we want, but we'd be down there and you'd hear them on the line. And the guys would always tell me that. A lot of the linemen would tell me that. And now, of course, we see what's happening with the concussions, and it makes sense when you saw some of the hits, and some of you watching some of the games on television would say the same thing, like, wow, that was a monster hit. I can't believe it. Well, a federal judge approved that settlement agreement. It's going to cost the NFL about $1 billion over 65 years to resolve thousands of concussion losses. I mean, you got guys like Tony Dorsett. You got people like Jim McMahon, a whole bunch of them. The former Bears quarterback won the Super Bowl. And Dorsett, the Hall of Famer, same thing, won the Super Bowl. And they think that of the 20,000 retired players, about 6,000 could someday develop Alzheimer's or dementia over the life of the deal. So they would have money to be able to be treated for it. The average person would get about $190,000. Some $1 million to $5 million for people that are diagnosed in their 30s and 40s with Parkinson's disease or Lou Gehrig's disease, anything to do with brain trauma. Wow. I mean, then, so you think of the two football players that stepped aside and said, oh, it's not worth it, I'm getting out of the game, and people think they're crazy. But then you look at others who have suffered terribly. Because, you know, Jim McMahon from the Bears, he can't even remember his address. His girlfriend has to have plugged into his GPS how to get home, and he's having problems. Dorsett, the other name I brought up, he's having problems too with his memory. So I think the money should be even more. I think it's atrocious what's happened to these players. Rock on and stay with us.
Let's get normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
With SRN News, I'm Patrick Foss. Negotiators are meeting in Vienna in attempts to reach a deal that curbs Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. The talks are fine-tuning a framework agreement reached earlier this month. Meanwhile, former Assistant Secretary
All right, welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Remember, you can always hit us up 24/7. Just shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, like James Gandolfini. You are in, brother. A quick note before we go to dumb things I shouldn't have done. Robert Downey Jr., who really has gotten so popular since the Iron Man saga, I think, and just a lot of people in Hollywood rooting for him. But I guess he just recently had done an interview, and during an interview to promote Avengers, which is coming out, Age of Ultron, he walked out on a British interviewer, after the anchor, I guess, was pressing him on questions, you know, some questions that she was had quotes on his past and kept asking him about his past and his past and his past, which is forever ago, to be honest, really, right? And he finally said, because I guess he just got tired of it, he said, are we promoting a movie? Because he was just tired of it. And he cut the interview short and just got up and walked out, and he said, it's just getting to Diane Sawyer in here. And he said the line of questioning, he said, was, you know, you can't, this is old stuff. This is old stuff that you're asking me. So, boy, you'd have to really be hitting him pretty hard with things he didn't want to hear, I guess, because that's not like Robert Downey Jr. You know, because things have certainly flipped in a much different direction for him, and that's been a while since he struggled with drugs and had to deal with the court stuff. I mean, it's been probably well over 10 years, maybe even a little bit more than that. So pretty interesting, although it makes for heavy drama, and probably the interviewer, they, I'm sure, pumped it out all over the place. So that's what happens. Time for, and I don't know that I think that was a dumb thing. If he had enough, he was probably smart to walk out. Time for dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Dum, 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 dum.
The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. The third one I can't. Sorry. Oops.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
All right, you gotta love that reference to the former governor of Texas, Rick Perry, struggling to come up with a serious answer there. And he's going to declare that he's running for president again, guarantee it, probably in the next couple of weeks. All right, dumb things. How about Keith, who says, Kate, the dumbest thing that I've ever done, it was just at the wrong time, and it was infuriating. I dropped my phone in the toilet. Luckily, there was nothing in the toilet. But still, I had to put my hand in there, get the phone out, which, of course, was ruined. I was in the middle of a happy hour with my buddies. There was a massive panic over that. Because you know how it is with your cell phone. Everything is in that phone. And you feel like you're walking around naked. So now I'm a little bit buzzed. I've got a phone that's soggy and a wife that's furious, but I had the evidence that it was the phone in the toilet. Yes, the old phone in the toilet excuse. You know, there's something you can do, and probably Keith knows that he might not have been able to do it, but you can, if you have your phone submerged in water, it doesn't always work, but you can take it and put it in rice. You put it in the middle of rice, and you leave it overnight for a long time, and then pull it out, and sometimes it comes back. I don't know why. I don't know what the phenomenon is about that. I know some people have done it, and it's worked. The good thing about the phones now, especially if you're talking about an iPhone, is you have the cloud, so everything's backed up. So, yes, it's a complete ridiculous hassle and an expense, and then you have to go and, you know, do that whole Apple thing, which takes forever. It works, but it takes forever, and you get a new phone, and then they'll put everything back in. There's the good news about that, Keith. Ugh, that would be upsetting. Lots of people, in fact, the last time I was at an Apple store, they told me the number one thing people do is they get the phone wet. It's either they've dropped it in toilets, in a tub, in water somehow, in a pool, forget they have it in their pants, whatever. And that's the number one reason why people go and get a new cell phone. So you're not alone. It is a dumb thing, but got to be careful. Know where your phone is. If you have it in your pants, make sure your pants are closed. You know what I mean? The pockets. Because that's probably what happened. It slides out of the pockets on people. All right, here's one from Bo, who said, Kate, I had some golf cart drama. I went golfing with the usuals that I do over the weekend. It had been raining, so there were some areas that it was best to stick to the cart path. I couldn't help myself. I was trying to take a shortcut. Got stuck on the backside in the mud. We could not get the cart out of the mud. It was a big hassle. I had to drive all the way back. Somebody had to drive back to the clubhouse. They had to come get it. It was really a hassle. It took about 40 minutes out of the game. So I shouldn't have done that. I knew it. And everybody was saying it. Be careful because of the conditions. And I just didn't pay attention. Yeah, that's not good. I know somebody else that did that. That took a cart. And it looked like it was fine, but it had been really raining the night before. So they did the same thing. They got stuck and had to get bailed out. And they did, but it took a little bit of time. So it was really a pain in the middle of a round. But what do they call that? First world problem? So it could be much worse. This one from Jacob, who says, Kate, I love dumb things I shouldn't have done. It's one of my favorite segments of any radio person, including Rush Limbaugh, so you should feel honored. young lady. I have to tell you, I'm not the best at doing the wash. My wife went away for 3 weeks with her friends, so I was in charge of some meals and schedules with kids and clothes. I waited a while for the clothes, so I really stuffed the washer. I did a load, dried them, the whole thing, no problem. I did another load, fell asleep, went to bed, forgot about them for a whole week, and then opened the washer. They were so stiff they could have walked out on their own, and the smell was horrific. It was kind of a mildewy thing. I didn't know what to do, and I didn't think I could really get the mildew out, so I threw away the clothes. And the other problem with that was I threw away, because it was in the mix somehow, one of my wife's favorite shirts. She could not believe it when she came home. Yeah, I don't know that you needed to throw the clothes away, but a week is a long time. So I get that the clothes would be brutal, but you could have put a bunch of stuff in there, rewashed them immediately, at least tried, throw them in the dryer with dryer sheets. Not like I'm the expert on wash, I'm not, but maybe that would have saved them. I can just see those clothes. A week. A stuffed washer. A week. And the clothes are in there. Man, that is rough. That's crazy. That's a long, 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 long time. All right, this one from Joe D, who says, Kate, I laugh my head off every single time I listen to dumb things. I have so many. Where do I begin? I think one of the craziest dumb things I did recently is I'm a big cereal eater. And usually I just kind of drop my bowls where I am and scoop them up the next day. It's not a problem. But I guess I forgot one. It kind of got shoved under the couch. And it probably was under there maybe 7 months. By the time I found it, the spoon was stuck to the inside of the bowl. And the bowl was part of a set that my wife really liked. And I ruined one of the bowls. Ooh. I wonder what that was. So maybe the milk, that's what must have happened. There's little residues, a residue of milk, and then the spoon was on top of it, and then it was shoved under the couch somehow. And by the time you get it, then I can see that, how it would be stuck to it. Oh, that's brutal. And sometimes you can't replace those dishes, the bowls or the dishes, because the patterns go out and you have to look on eBay or something to see if they match up. So there's my suggestion, Jody. Look on eBay and see if you can find a matching pattern. Then you could surprise her for Mother's Day or for whatever event, birthday, whatever else is coming up. All right, keep them coming. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. Send them to me, americatonight.net.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.